Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. There are two topics we want to discuss on the program this week. Number one, we're not the only ones saying that U.S. foreign aid hurts Israel, that Israel is better off being independent and going without the so-called foreign aid, that the so-called foreign aid is not really aid. And we're going to discuss that. A leading general now has said that Israel should no longer get U.S. foreign aid, and a leading columnist in Israel, a leading columnist for the Jerusalem Post. So we're going to discuss that. The second subject we want to discuss is just one aspect of Donald Trump's incredibly horrific candidacy. One more issue that has come up, you know, every week it's something else with him, but one more issue that proves that he's utterly unfit to be president of the United States and a complete danger to America and to the West. Donald Trump is openly encouraging Russia. Russia and the KGB spy agent who became the dictator of Russia, Vladimir Putin, to hack the computers of American political campaigns and American citizens. We're going to discuss that as well. But first, the issue of U.S. foreign aid to Israel. As followers of Morenu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, Rabbi Meir Kahana of blessed memory, may God avenge his blood. As his followers, we have been saying since the 1960s, Rabbi Kahana has been saying since the 1960s, that so-called U.S. foreign aid is bad for Israel. Israel does not benefit. It hurts Israel. It creates an artificial dependence upon the United States. It's also a chilul Hashem, a desecration of God's name, because when Israel wins miraculous victories, when little Israel wins, outnumbered 100-1, wins these spectacular six-day wars, the world says, oh, it wasn't a miracle. It's because you got foreign aid from the United States. If Israel were truly independent and didn't get any foreign aid, it would be a Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's name, because then nobody could say it's because of foreign aid that you won the war. And there would still be anti-Semites and self-hating Jews would still make up reasons and excuses, but it would be more difficult for them to come up with such excuses. Moreover, many Jews are convinced that Israel can't survive one day without U.S. foreign aid, which is completely untrue. Israel does not need U.S. foreign aid. The average Israeli Jew, okay, because Israeli statistics include Arabs and Muslims, the average Israeli Jew has a higher per capita income than the average American, and the U.S. has to give foreign aid to Israel? Israel is the technological powerhouse of the world in terms of per capita. Per capita means, in other words, the average new companies, the average new entrepreneurs, the average new scientists that develop things, the average number of new engineers, proportionally speaking, per capita. Israel is so far ahead of every other country in the world. Remember, Israel is a tiny country of only 6 million Jews. So when you consider her tiny population, she is so far ahead, proportionally speaking, that the second closest country, which is Japan, Japan's the second closest country in terms of producing technical inventors and entrepreneurs and scientists and so on. Israel is ahead of Japan by 2.5-1, more than double, by 2.5-1, and Japan is in second place. All the other countries of the world are way behind Japan. So Israel and Israel with Jewish brain power certainly has the ability to build better weapons than what she's now buying from the United States, have a much stronger economy if Israel were truly independent. Let me give you just a quick illustration. The U.S. gives Israel about $3 billion in foreign aid every year. And Israel must use that foreign aid to buy American weapons, which are, again, the weapons that America sells Israel are inferior to the weapons that Israel herself could develop and create. Israel buys those weapons with the $3 billion that the U.S. gives Israel, and that's called foreign aid. Now, Israel has the ability to sell a far greater number of weapons than that, far greater figure. In other words, many times the $3 billion a year in aid, Israel could be selling weapons for tens of billions of dollars to countries like India, all types of countries that want to buy Israeli weaponry. Literally dozens of countries want to buy Israeli weaponry. Israel can produce weapons and do so brilliantly with technological genius. And Israel is not doing that and is not allowed to do that under the foreign aid agreement with the United States. The United States vetoes all of those weapon sales. Just to India alone, we could have billions of dollars every year in weapon sales. Just to India alone, so that India could fight the Pakistani Muslims and the other Muslim enemies of India. But Israel is not allowed to make the sales that Israel wants to make because of this artificial dependence on foreign aid. Aside from the fact that it also cripples Israel's economy. When your economy is dependent on foreign aid and you're not allowed to be flexible and do what you have to do as a free market economy, foreign aid economy is not a free market economy. When you're getting handouts, you're not a free market economy. That cripples your economy. It cripples ingenuity. It cripples the entrepreneurial spirit and genius of the Jewish people. No country can build a truly healthy country or truly healthy economy or truly healthy military or truly healthy society based on handouts. Handouts are not the way to build a good economy, a good army, a good society, all the things Israel needs to build. And most of all, U.S. foreign aid to Israel and Israel's phony artificial dependence on the U.S. enables anti-Semitic presidents like Barack Hussein Obama to pressure Israel to commit suicide, to pressure Israel not to build Jewish settlements, to pressure Israel not to destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, and all the other things that Israel has given into under American pressure, because America says, if you do that, we'll cut off foreign aid. If Israel didn't have any foreign aid from the United States, the situation could be very different. An independent Israel would be a much stronger Israel, would be a much more secure Israel, would be a much more Jewish Israel. Now, having said that, we now have General Gershon HaKohen, General Gershon HaKohen, who is as establishment as you can get. This is no Kahanist. This is real establishment, a real establishment general. In fact, he was responsible for the expulsion of Jews from Gush Katif. 10,000 Jewish families were expelled from 24 flourishing Jewish communities that were just viciously destroyed. And he was the general in charge of that. So he's an evil person. He's evil. He's immoral. He's scum. He's a traitor. And even he says, now in his latest statement that Israel's better off without the foreign aid. Even he says so. And Carolyn Glick, who is a major columnist for the Jerusalem Post, and she's a pretty big voice on the establishment right, the so-called right, it's not the real right, but the establishment, the so-called right. She says that she's against the foreign aid arrangement with the United States. She's against it. She thinks Israel has to go independent. So you see leading voices, even in the establishment, saying that Israel should become independent and doesn't need this foreign aid. It doesn't make sense. It's insane. Rabbi Kahana was right. And we, the true Kahanists of JTF, are right. Foreign aid hurts Israel. An independent Israel will be a stronger Israel, will be a more secure Israel, will be a more Jewish Israel. So, we just, by the way, put out a Hebrew video on the subject, and we're, of course, continuing our campaign in Israel to convince the Jews of Israel that this is important, but it's also important to convince American supporters of Israel, American Jews and evangelical Christians and others, because they've been brainwashed. The American Jews and the evangelical Christians and others who are pro-Israel have been brainwashed that Israel must have foreign aid. The more foreign aid for America, the better. We have to fight for foreign aid for Israel. Baloney! If you cut off foreign aid to Israel, you'd be doing Israel the biggest favor you could do for her. All these stupid anti-Semites that say, cut foreign aid to Israel, they don't realize they'd be doing Israel the biggest favor you could possibly do. So, we have to educate people and spread the word. Foreign aid hurts Israel. And we want all of it cut off, and we're not saying we want the Israel to stop trading. Israel can have trade deals with the United States and Europe and other countries. Israel can have trade deals, and Israel certainly will deal with these countries, will be selling arms to dozens of countries if there's no foreign aid. Israel will actually have a much greater relationship with all these other countries than she has now, because right now the foreign aid restricts what Israel can do. So we're not saying Israel should isolate herself completely from the world and just sit there completely isolated from the rest of the world. No, the opposite. We're just saying that U.S. foreign aid actually hurts Israel in the international arena. In every respect, it hurts Israel. It is not good for Israel. Bibi Netanyahu even said that in 1996 when he spoke before the Congress, when he was first elected prime minister. He even said that in 1996. But of course, like all of his promises, they've gone out the window because he never keeps his promises. Okay, that's our first subject for this week. Our second subject for this week is Donald Trump and Russia. And we've spoken about this in the past, but this week it hit a new low, if that's possible. You know, just when you think you're going to hit the bottom of the barrel with Donald Trump, with all the vicious things he says, with all the crazy things he suggests. This is a guy who says we should give nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia, South Korea, and Japan. Can you imagine what type of dangerous, insane world that would be? This is a guy who says he thinks maybe he'll use nuclear weapons. He says he might use nuclear weapons if there's a terrorist attack from ISIS. He would use nuclear weapons? The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a lunatic. Anyway, and by the way, there are people who say, he's a candidate. If he becomes president, maybe he won't really do the crazy things he's saying while he's a candidate. How do we know that? When he says things as a candidate, we take it seriously. You better take it seriously. You better take it seriously, because you never know. We have to assume that at least some of the things he's saying as a candidate, at least some of these things might actually come true as president. If that happens, it'll be an unbelievable nightmare for the world, because the things he's suggesting doing are utterly insane, are utter insanity. Now, Donald Trump openly urges Russia to hack the computers of Hillary Clinton and American presidential candidates and the Democratic Party and American citizens. Now, we hate Hillary Clinton. She's an evil beast. Her and her husband are vicious, evil beasts. They're Jew haters. They're against Israel. We despise Hillary and Bill Clinton. I hope God punishes them. God should punish them with every illness under the sun. I despise them. Yimach shmam v'zichram. May their names and memories be obliterated. May God punish them for all the crimes they've committed against the world, against the Jewish people, against America, and against the world. But when you're Donald Trump, when you're the Republican nominee for president, you don't go to a foreign power, Russia, and praise the dictator of a hostile foreign power like Vladimir Putin, as he has done repeatedly, always praising Vladimir Putin, the dictator, and Vladimir Putin praises him. And always saying how he wants to have good relations with Russia, how wonderful Russia is, how he admires Putin. He also said that he admires the dictator of North Korea, that lunatic. The dictator of North Korea and his father have murdered 2 million of their fellow Koreans. 2 million Koreans have been starved to death by these lunatics who run North Korea. 2 million Koreans have died of starvation in that crazy country. Donald Trump says Donald Trump admires him. He's made statements expressing his admiration, saying he really knows how to get the job done. He also expressed admiration for Saddam Hussein. He expressed admiration for Benito Mussolini. He quoted Benito Mussolini, the number one ally of Adolf Hitler during World War II. Quoted him favorably. And when he was confronted by it on a Sunday talk show, he said, "It's a good quote." They said, "But you're quoting Mussolini?" He said, "Well, it's a good quote." So this is someone who admires dictators, admires the worst butchers in history, and that's a person who is very dangerous. But now he's going a step further. He actually encouraged Russia to spy on American citizens and to hack the computers of American citizens and hack the servers of American citizens. And even though we hate Hillary Clinton, we hate the Democratic Party. I mean, we despise them. But you don't go to a foreign power and tell them to attack the computers of American citizens. You don't settle your scores by going to America's worst enemies and telling a hostile foreign government, come into America and hack computers and do these other things that are completely illegal, that are cyber espionage. He's encouraging Russian cyber espionage. He so admires Putin. He thinks anything goes. He's encouraging cyber espionage. Which, by the way, what he said is illegal. Okay? Technically, under the law, he should be arrested and indicted, should be put in prison for that. You're not allowed to encourage any criminal behavior. Anything that's illegal, you're not allowed to encourage. You're not allowed to say to people, go do this, if it's illegal. If you do that, it's as if you're committing the crime yourself under American law, under Western law. You're not allowed to do that. And for him to urge cyber espionage, you know, you can get life imprisonment for that? If he really were prosecuted, and if he were treated the way he should be treated, because he is a criminal. He's a criminal, Hillary Clinton's a criminal, both of them are criminals. Unfortunately, both candidates for president running are criminals. But he actually is encouraging cyber espionage. You're not allowed to go and urge people to commit cyber espionage. Now he says, well, he meant it sarcastically, it was just a joke. But he didn't say it was a joke for the first 48 hours, and everybody was attacking him. Even Republicans. Republicans were attacking him. Republicans in the Congress, Republicans in Washington, Republicans were attacking him and saying, well, what is this? You can't. That's crazy. He was being attacked left and right from everybody, and for 48 hours, he didn't come and say, well, I was just joking. He didn't say that. No. No. And all of a sudden, after 48 hours of coming under attack, he finally decided to adopt what Newt Gingrich said. Newt Gingrich went on one of the shows and finally came up with the line. Well, he was being sarcastic. He was just joking. And then Trump adopted it 48 hours later. Completely phony. Trump meant every word. He meant that Putin should attack and hack the computers of American citizens. He meant that Putin and Russia should intervene in an American presidential election. And again, I hate both candidates in this election. I'm not even going to vote in this election. I'm not voting for either one of these beasts. Okay, I will never vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. I'm not voting for either one of them. But I would not tell foreign governments come and intervene in an American presidential election. That's outrageous. I mean, that is outrageous. This is someone where there are no rules, there are no morals, there are no boundaries. He's completely off the wall. Having him in the White House will be very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And, you know, one of the things that people will say, they'll say, well, that means you're supporting Hillary. It doesn't mean we're supporting Hillary. It doesn't mean we're supporting Hillary. I'm going to try to explain this with simple math. I know that's difficult for Trumpsters because most Trumpsters are not well-educated. Most Trumpsters are not very smart people. He doesn't attract intelligent support. But I'm going to try to put it in as simple terms as possible. Let's say you have a close election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, okay? Just to even things out, even though the numbers are not going to look like this, but just to even things, there are going to be about 130 million voters in the election. Usually there are. Usually about 130 million people turn out in a presidential election. So let's say it's pretty even. Let's say Trump gets 115 million votes and Clinton gets about 115 million votes. They're almost even, let's say. And there are some polls that have shown that. They're pretty close. Let's say 115 million for Trump, 115 million for Clinton. If we don't vote, that's what it would be, 115 million for Trump, 115 million for Clinton. Okay. Let's assume that if people like us, true conservatives, don't vote, that's how it would turn out. Let's assume that for a moment. Now, let's assume that 10 or 15 million conservatives sit out the election and don't vote, and that would be the result. But if those 10 or 15 million did what you Trumpsters are claiming we're doing, claim that we're actually voting for Clinton, that we're actually supporting Clinton, if that's true, then Trump would still get 115 million votes, and the 10 million or 15 million conservatives that were sitting home, if they actually went out and voted for Clinton, then she wouldn't get 115 million votes, she'd get 125 million or 130 million votes. She would beat Trump and beat him by a big margin. So it is not the same. It is not the same to say we're not voting, and as opposed to saying we're voting for, to say someone's voting for Clinton. If someone's voting for Clinton, that is very different than saying we're not voting. It is not the same. People say, oh, yeah, that means you're supporting Clinton. That does not mean we're supporting Clinton. We would never support Clinton. There are some traitor Republicans who are endorsing Clinton. Yes, there are people who call themselves conservatives, call themselves Republicans, who have endorsed Hillary Clinton. Okay? We're completely against them. Completely against them. Completely against that. Just as we're against traitor conservatives and Republicans who are endorsing that other leftist, the Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party, who's not libertarian. He's certainly not conservative. He's a traitor on every issue. But anyway, there's no one for us in this election. That's just the fact of life, and that's, you know, that's the reality. That's just the reality. It's not pleasant. You think we enjoy a situation where we don't have a candidate to support? We wanted Ted Cruz, and we did everything we could for Ted Cruz. He didn't win. What can we do? I hope he runs in 2020, and I hope he can win in 2020. But we don't have a candidate this year. We just don't have a candidate. What can we do? But even though reality hurts sometimes, you have to, you know, you have to face reality. And reality is Trump would be terrible, Clinton would be terrible. Neither one of them are worthy of our support. Neither one of them under any circumstances are worthy of our support. If you agree that it's important that we get this message out to Israeli Jews and American Jews and American supporters of Israel, that Israel must wean herself off of U.S. foreign aid and that Israel must become truly independent. And if you agree it's important that we expose the truth about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in this campaign, if you agree with that, then join with us and help us. And by the way, we don't do many commentaries of that much, as much commentary about Hillary Clinton or as many videos against Hillary Clinton as we do against Donald Trump for one simple reason. Our people, the right-wing people who come to our videos, the right-wing people who come to our websites and our Facebook and Twitter accounts and so on, those right-wing people, I don't know any of them that are supporting Hillary Clinton. We don't have to do videos against Hillary Clinton. Our people are already against her. I don't know of a single JTFer who intends to vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't know of one. Not one. Now that I said this, there's going to be one obscure person from the past that's going to pop up and say, oh, I want to... Maybe. But I don't know right to this date, of all the hundreds of people I communicate with, whether it's on the forum or whether it's on the Facebook page, or whether we see people posting on Twitter, on the Twitter account, or whether we see all the posts we get from the hundreds and hundreds of videos we do on YouTube, I have not seen one JTFer come forward and say that they support Hillary Clinton. I've never seen that, not one. So, you know, for us to do videos against Hillary Clinton is a waste of time. We're not, the people that come to our videos and the people that come to our sites are already against her. But Donald Trump, we do have to expose, because some people live in a fantasy world, in a world of illusions as far as Donald Trump is concerned. If you agree that we've got to expose the truth and we've got to wake people up before it's too late, then there are four things you can do for us. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of our movement. Number two, become active on our main pages. If you speak Hebrew, our main page in Hebrew is hayamin.org. Hayamin.org, bishvil ha'atar shelanu, bisfat ha'ivrit. So if you speak Hebrew, hayamin.org. If you speak English, jtf.org. Jtf.org, that's the great Shlomo. Every day, 7-8 posts. Their posts, articles, videos, every day, 7 or 8 new ones. It's just absolutely fantastic. The best site on the internet. jtf.org. Become active on that. Go every day and spread the word. Number three, when you see us posting or uploading Hebrew and English videos, please promote those videos. Please promote them everywhere you can. And number four, we need your financial support. Checks, money orders, cash donations made out to JTF make a big difference. Every donation makes a big difference and helps us spread our message, our crucial message, at this very important time. If you prefer, for convenience sake, instead of sending a check, money order, cash donation by mail to our post office box, if you prefer for convenience sake to do it with your credit card online, that's fine also. It makes no difference to us. Either way is fine. You just go to our PayPal account, which is on our Hebrew main page. On our Hebrew main page, on top in English, you have a donate button. You click on the donate button, and in a couple of minutes, you can very conveniently donate online to JTF. We need your help. Let's work together as a team, and together, hopefully, we'll wake enough people up in order to make a difference and in order to make this a better world. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.